This is Dr. Tibet, Junior Pediatric Colonoscopy Group with Jim Jenkins. Your birth is 6/23/1958. The negative procedure was dysphagia and post-initial colon polyps. The decision was made in 6/23/1958. The decision was given by a senior nurse and anesthesiologist and Dr. Chandra, which was a blood pressure, and colonoscopy, esophagoscopy, EGD could not be completed because patient has a G-junction stricture, possibly a peptic stricture versus Schatzky's ring. So I convert the EGD into esophagoscopy with biopsy and colonoscopy with full polypectomy. Instrumental lumpectomy with EGD from colonoscopy operation from infarct of standard of patient, clear level Schatzky. Scope of occurred by the friend's esophagus to pass by runs and examine for scope esophagus to scope placed on cavity by hypertension esophagus and could not push the scope So it looks like a patient has a tight peptic stricture, Schatzky's ring, no mass growth was noted at this place, no ulcer was noted. So I did not dilate at this time because patient also have a diffuse spasm of esophagus, discrete tracheolization of esophagus, possibility of eastern esophagitis, sweating biopsy for the distal third of esophagus, mid third, approximate third of esophagus, throughout eastern esophagitis. It was just esophagoscopy. The scope could not be traversed through the G-junction / Schatzky's ring because of the stricture at the G-junction. It was such a procedural complication. Patient turned on KY, ejected, applied rectum, C-square rectum, and proceeded to the cone, fine fracture, and cone, and fracture, resisting and fracture. In the cecum, I saw a flat polyp. 3 millimeters size removed completely with a full polypectomy. The rest of the core appeared remarkable, adequate preps, about rectum, intrahamular, obliques, research reputational complication. Finding number one, esophagoscopy only, up to the G-junction, and G-junction appeared to be a tight peptic stricture / Schatzky's ring. The scope cannot be traversed through, the gastric could not traverse through it. It seems like it is 8 millimeter or less in diameter at the G-junction. Number two, diffuse tracheolization of esophagus. Biopsy of the esophagus was from proximal mid and distal esophagus, where is the esophagitis. Number four, colonoscopy of the cecum. Number five, adequate prep. Number six, cecal polyp, 3 millimeters, remove the cold polyp and suicide, most of no postpartum bleeding. Number eight, hemorrhoids. Number seven, hemorrhoids. Recommendation, await for the esophagus biopsy, where is the esophagitis. It's compulsory using the esophagitis, we treat it accordingly. With Flovent / Entocort. I'm going to bring the patient back in 1 to 2 weeks for the EGD with the dilatation of the G-junction. And further evaluation of the G-junction will be done after dilatation is done to see if the patient has any proximal stomach lesion that could be causing the stricture. I discussed in detail with Dr. Parmsari to bring in patient here for EGD with evaluation of the G-junction. Number two, the proton is 40 milligrams per day. Clear liquid to full liquid to soft puree diet. Avoid any solid food at this moment till the patient has rotation of the G-junction. Number four was colonoscopy, seven colonoscopy in 5 years if the polyp becomes benign. Advice basic hyperite, mix small water, so some of them is fiber should be all blended fiber. And notation, please send the call to patient primary care provider, Dr. Jeffrey Carr, covered Dr. Parham Sadi, their procedure was May 22nd to 23rd, May 22nd to 23rd, patient of 9.